2 weeks ago at the Animal Defense League, 33 new residents were rescued from the city of San Antonio's Animal Care Services. The dogs were orphaned by the death of their owner, and ADL found that they had been well cared for and were adoptable. But not all dogs are so lucky. Spokesman Hugo Vital said ADL actively works on getting more foster homes for pets.
In the foster home, they'll care for them there, or if it's an injured animal until they're healthy enough to actually come back into the shelter so we can actually find them their forever home. So foster parents also play a very key role in live release.
Gavin Nichols with the San Antonio Area Foundation booked guest speaker Michael Arms for the second annual Talk About It community conversation.
He says that you need to approach the business of saving lives as a business and really work hard on marketing, on promotion, and those kinds of things that will make your business successful.
Primarily, it comes back to the old adage of thinking outside the box.
Kathy Davis, the newly arrived director of the city's ACS, said Arms brought some creative ideas to the Animal Care Services staff.
Some of it is just terminology. He brought up an interesting thought that our pets really aren't mixed breeds, they're blends, just like Starbucks. And renaming possibly our animal control officers to animal rescue officers.
Davis agreed the city needs more foster homes and says collaborations among a variety of providers is key to achieving no-kill status. Meanwhile, Nichols said recent numbers indicate efforts are already making a difference in Bexar County.
At this time last year, September of 2011, our live release rate in San Antonio was 31%. At this point, in September of 2012, we're at 58%.
Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.